The Woodstock Film Festival's 20th anniversary will be taking place from October 2nd through the 6th in Woodstock, Rhinebeck, Kingston, Saugerties, and Rosendale, New York. Widely acknowledged for showcasing passionate, creative, and thought-provoking work by some of today's most promising and accomplished independent filmmakers, this year's festival will showcase more than 50 features from around the world, as well as many short films, and will include panels, live performances, and other special events. The festival has become one of the foremost regional independent film festivals in the country, establishing itself as a groundbreaking festival that offers a unique platform for filmmakers around the globe. The Woodstock Film Festival has been named among the top 50 film festivals worldwide. It is a great pleasure to welcome the Woodstock Film Festival's co-founder and executive director, Myra Blaustein, who joins us for a preview. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So how are you?
I'm fine. It's good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in and talking about this very exciting festival. Well, first, let's talk about the obvious. 20 years. Congratulations. Man, that's great.
Yes, 20 years is, I mean, I feel like we have accomplished something. We're not little kids anymore. We are now back in, we passed college maybe at this point and off into the world. 20 years is a good chunk of time.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but in the film festival world, that is quite an accomplishment.
That is absolutely an accomplishment. A lot of festivals come and go, and not that many are able to sustain themselves for a length of time. So I am proud of the organization and everyone who has helped make it sustain itself and continue to grow from year to year.
So when you put together a festival for, well, any festival, any year, but let's say, especially for the 20th year, do you think to yourself, oh, we have to do something really special because it's the 20th? Or do you think, oh, well, they're all special?
Well, actually, it's a combination of both. Of course, 20 feels like it's a milestone year, and we wanted to do very special things. And indeed, we are doing some special things, and I'll talk about them momentarily. But also, I mean, a film festival is a film festival, and what's happening in the film industry, and specifically in the independent film industry, is what's happening. And I don't really want to be that different from who we are and what we do. So I feel like this year is just an ongoing growth of the trajectory of this 20 years of a film festival. So you will see some unique and wonderful things, but you also just see just a really great Woodstock Film Festival that hopefully you have come to know and love.
The opening night film is Honey Boy, and tell us about that film.
Honey Boy, I went to see at a special screening in the city. It's Amazon film. It is written by Shia LaBeouf and inspired by the early part of his life growing up with his father. And it is starring Shia LaBeouf as his father and Lucas Hedges, who's so wonderful, as the young Shia LaBeouf. And it is an incredible film. I have to say that with all the scandals and things that you have heard about Shia LaBeouf in the past couple of years, honestly, you're just going to completely forgive him for everything. Because
I'm going to forgive him.
Forgive him, because it is such a strong, moving, beautiful, and so well done film. I totally fell in love with it. And as soon as I saw it, I immediately said, we have to have it.
Well, and that's interesting. Well, first of all, your forgiveness may vary. But but it is interesting that you see a film and you think, oh, well, this would be a great opening to our festival.
Yes. And I have to say that, it was a special screening and behind me was a competitor. And so as soon as the film was over, I emailed whoever I had to email and said, I want that film. Don't give it to somebody else.
Now, without telling us how the sausage is made, because I assume you want to keep that secret, but is that competition, what do you think gives you the upper hand?
Well, Definitely not the money, because most festivals have far more money than we do. I really think it's the upper hand. Or it's not the upper hand. It's the...
Well, you got it, and they didn't.
Well, they got plenty of other things. Don't worry about them.
I'm not. I'm all right. I only worry about you.
I think it's because it really is truly an artistic endeavor. Yeah. It is about the art of film. It is about and for the love of film. It is all about independent filmmaking and their true passion and vision. And those who attend the festival attend it for that. They're not there necessarily, even though everybody loves a little bit of glitz and glamour and they do love to see the celebrities, but they really come to see good films and learn about them and meet the filmmakers and interact with them. And people know that. The filmmakers know that. The distributors know that. So that at least sets us apart.
Your centerpiece film is Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I've read about this film. This is amazing. What is it about, so to make that a centerpiece film to the festival?
It's a really beautiful film. And it's, I mean, it is very much, by the way, about an art. It is about... And I mean, it's an artist coming to do a portrait of this woman who is at a crossroad, young woman who is a crossroad in her life, and she's about to be married to, despite herself, this is an arranged marriage, and it's set in this castle type place in a very remote kind of location, and it is all about the growing relationship between these two women, the artist and the subject. As she tries to create that beautiful portrait, despite the subject's objection, she doesn't want to be painted. So it is very much a women-centric film. It is about a lot about creativity, and it's a lot about relationship, and it's a daring film. And I thought it really is a great film to give it that, you know, boost, that centerpiece. Slot.
We'll get to the closing night film in just a moment. You mentioned the glitz and the stars and all of that. So let's talk about some of the special guests who will be a part of the festival.
Okay. I mean, you know, I always want to talk about the slippers and those films that nobody knows about, because those are really...
All right. Just give us some names, Mayer, and then I'll move
names.
On.
I will give you names. So, okay. So Matt Dillon, first of all, comes to mind.
Yeah. That would come to my mind.
That talk, he is doing a conversation with Matt Dillon at the festival. Matt is at the final leg of editing his first documentary, which is about a Cuban musician, and it's a great film. And I know Matt. He's been to the festival a number of times before, but never in that capacity. He never actually sat down and gave a real 90-minute talk, which he's going to do, and we're going to show clips from the film that he's working on. So it's going to be really great. It is sold out, but with, like every other sold out events at the festival, all you have to do if you really want to go, and I'm sure lots of people still really want to go, is get to the venue early, get on a standby line. There's always a standby line for every event. And if you get there early enough, there's a good chance that you'll get in.
Great.
So I do not get discouraged just by seeing... that something is sold out. Rosie Perez is coming back to the Woodstock Film Festival. She's been with us a number of years ago. She presented an award to filmmaker Barbara Coppola at the festival a good number of years ago. But she's back now. She's starring in a film that we're world premiering called Inside the Rain. It's showing on Friday night at the festival. That's the premiere. And she's going to be there. And Rosie is great. And I'm not going to tell you much about the film, but she is, her part is of a therapist working with this bipolar young man, and who's also happened to be, he is fully bipolar, and he's also the director of the film.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a great film, and we're world premiering it. So Rosie is coming to town. And last person I want to mention in terms of celebrities, I guess, is Janis Ian, the iconic folk musician. She's coming, too. Very exciting. She's going to do an afternoon of music and conversation. That's going to sell out very quickly. I mean, it's almost sold out. So that's going to be on Saturday afternoon at the festival. And again, 90-minute, an event with Janice Ian, just herself and a host. And she's going to be playing and singing music. And she's going to be talking about five, six decades career of...
It's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she's incredible. So it's really great to have her.
Julie Taymor is going to be there, which is really exciting. Also, the Trailblazer Award.
Abigail Disney.
Yeah.
So Abigail Disney is not your typical celebrity type person. She's more of a behind the scene kind of a person, but she is, she's a Disney. It goes without saying.
Yes. Was it her grandfather?
Her grandfather. Yeah. But she is...
Walt Disney, yes.
She is... she's a mega, mega producer. She created two film fund companies, one for documentaries, one for feature narratives directed by women filmmakers. She has produced and directed more than 100 films, some of which were nominated for an Academy Award and many award winners. She also is a theater producer. She produced The Revival of Oklahoma, which just won a Tony.
Right.
So she's a woman of many talents. She's also a philanthropist, and she's very much an apolitical and social activist, activist for peace, activist for equality. So she's working on many fronts. And Julie Taymor, who received the Maverick Award last year at the festival, is going to present the award Abby, so that's going to be great.
All right, so in our few moments left, let's talk about the things that may get lost in the shuffle that you want to make sure people know about.
Oh gosh, there's so many. I'm going to talk about some of the little films, like Maxima, which was just was submitted to us, and I watched it and I was just floored. It's a Peruvian documentary about this little woman who lives in this beautiful place in Peru, but it's right there where the second largest gold mine territory is, and there's a huge American mining conglomerate that is throwing her out of her home. And throughout the film, Maxima is like a true David versus Goliath. And she is, you watch her as she struggles against this big American enemy. And I'm not going to tell you the end, but it is a beautiful film. I'm rooting for, I love Maxima, and I think she stands for so much for what we care about. And it's done beautifully. Let's see what else I want to talk about. I want my MTV. That's a great documentary. Did you?
I was just reading about that. Yeah, it's fascinating.
It's fabulous. So I don't know if you grew up watching MTV at all, through any of the decades that MTV was such an important part of our lives, and such an important part of so many great musicians. That film just sweeps you back into this world. It's so fun. I love it. And so that's another doc that we're showing. I want to talk also actually about the Simon Shaheen film.
Yes.
That, because we're kicking off the festival with it. That's on Wednesday night, October 2nd. And the Simon Shaheen musical journey is a world premiere documentary. Simon Shaheen is the preeminent Palestinian oud and violin virtuoso and composer. And he really is phenomenal. And he also teaches in Berklee School of Music. So we're showing the film, and the special thing about it, not only the film is great, but Simon Shaheen and two of his musician colleagues are going to then be performing live and a full set. And I'm telling you, that music is incredible.
Yeah.
So, and he's very renowned. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, people can find out the full schedule by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com. This is tip of the iceberg, because there's over 100 films, so we can't get to everything. But I do want to talk for a moment about the closing night film, Marriage Story. Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver, Laura Dern, Alan Alda, Ray Liotta. Man.
It's a serious movie by a really good director. So Noah Baumbach is one of the best American, interesting American directors of today. And Marriage Story has been getting tremendous buzz. And there's a lot of buzz about both Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver for Academy Awards. It is a Netflix film, and I'm thrilled that we're showing it. And, you know, I mean, you cannot really go wrong with that kind of cast, but it's so well written and so well acted. And it's a little uncomfortable. I mean, it's not uncomfortable, but it's about marriage dissolvement.
Yes.
And how that couple deals with that. It's so beautifully done. The film is sold out. But like with everything, come to the theater early, get on the standby line. We save good number of seats, tickets for standby. So hopefully you won't be wasting. I mean, most likely you will not be wasting your time.
All right, now a personal question.
Uh-oh.
20 years, you look back, what are you proud of?
God, I'm proud of so many things. But, you know, one of the things I'm proud of is all the young people who have come through our doors, the interns and the staffers, every single assistant I had, including the one sitting here to my left, Catherine. It's like a mama bird, you know, letting her goslings fly out of the nest. It's by and large, they all go out to really higher grounds and make a great life for themselves after they have learned so much at the festival with us. So I'm very proud of all the young people. And I'm very proud of our community, the way they embraced film, how much they support filmmakers, and how much they have learned to love, really, and be daring with their taste. They really do go to see those films that they know very little about, and they discover new ideas, new ways to tell stories, and they love to meet the filmmakers. So I'm very proud of the community. I guess there's a lot more, but the young people really do. That's what I carry with me, is that pride and love for them.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you here for, I think, 20 years talking
yes.
about these wonderful festivals. And yes, you should be very proud of that accomplishment alone. The Woodstock Film Festival's 20th anniversary takes place October 2nd through the 6th in Woodstock, Rhinebeck, Kingston, Saugerties, and Rosendale, New York. You can see the entire schedule, find out about all the cool things that Myra just talked about, by going to WoodstockFilmFestival.com. WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Mayer Blaustein is executive director and co-founder of the Woodstock Film Festival. Always a delight to have you here. Have a beautiful festival. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Again, WoodstockFilmFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.